All right, we're kicking off here. It's our Beyond the Weekend series. It's week two of this series we're in relationship to uncommon joy. Yeah. And primarily we're anchored in the book of Philippians. And Justin, you're with us this week.
Yeah.
And give us a little bio, like who's Justin Holm?
Yeah. So I've been here at Life Center for the last 11 years. I have a wife, Laura. We have three kids. So all three of our kids have been born in this church. And I've had the privilege of serving in different areas for probably the last about 7 or 8 years. And then most recently on the board for the last 3 years. So yeah, it's been an honor to be a part of this church.
Good. What kind of work do you do?
Yeah, I work for a real estate company. So we do leasing of shopping centers kind of throughout Western Washington. And so I've been doing that since my wife and I moved back from California about 13 years ago, 12 years ago.
Well, super. So we're in this series, and it's kind of interesting because we've got about 5 different weeks to this series, and I kind of threw out the various topics, and for the most part, you were one of those people kind of chose a topic, and it ended out that the different guests all picked a different topic, and so for you, kind of what you picked, and kind of where you were focused in this first week, we're looking at uncommon joy through the lens of an uncommon perspective, and kind of that focus that we have that is anchored through Jesus. And what do you, you know, kind of in your own life, what was the attraction to this topic?
As I read through Philippians and you're reading the first chapter and you see Paul who's suffering, who's in jail. And his heart and his mind and how he's just willing to suffer and to continue to share the word of Jesus. It was just such a simple, sweet, and despite his circumstance, there was just this expectation that God is going to follow through. God's going to show up. And so I don't know why it hit me as I read through it and I read some of the questions. It was just kind of one of those topics where I said, man, that's how do I become more like that? How do I change my thinking to be more like that? And that's something I think about a lot.
Sure. What in your own life, where have you kind of seen this whole aspect of like, because there's all kinds of things that can distract us. Yeah. Where in your life have you found maybe discipline, practices, just a way that you personally, and then in leadership with a wife and kids, what does focusing on Jesus look like?
Yeah, you know, I think it's such a huge responsibility in my day-to-day work. I kind of look at what I do in real estate. That's my mission field. And I think for a while I struggled with that is, you know, you have mission field and friends who are in Africa, in that mission field. And I realized my mission field is interacting with, you know, our staff, the different agents in our office, and then all the clients. And so it was just kind of this constant reminder. And as my faith has grown, as I've become more and more a Jesus guy, or more in love with Jesus, and more in tune with Jesus, and my heart has gone through kind of a heart transformation. I just think the awareness of this is my mission field. My family's my mission field. How am I sharing the word of Jesus despite circumstance, despite what this world might look at? And so it's a daily reminder. It's something that I have to be intentional. And there's days where I fall short, but it's something I'm very aware of daily. And I try and think about daily.
Sure. Well, I like just the concept and just around, you know, Jesus gave us that great commission. Therefore, go. And you spoke to a friend you've got in Africa. And so often when we think of the go, it's got to be a change of our personal geography.
Correct.
But really the go, I think if I look at that, it's kind of that as you go.
Absolutely.
And it sounds like that is part of what you try to bring into your life in that as you go mentality. This relationship with Jesus works itself out there. And then, I mean, when you look at Philippians, it's almost like the fortune cookies of scripture. Cause like about every fifth verse is just like, oh, that's awesome. You know, and there's just some that just kind of jump off the page. I think that, you know, kind of the first one we're kind of introduced to is just simply that Jesus began something and he's going to finish it. How's that play out for you?
Yeah, it's just the absolute faith that God's going to show up. He's going to finish the work. You know, I think despite, you know, my story is good enough. And if I just trust that I'm going to share my story, or I'm looking for opportunities, or trusting that God's going to crack a door, and then I'm going to be bold enough to step in and share how God has used me, how he's worked within us, how he's worked within our family, that's our ability to kind of go. And and have that conversation, have influence within kind of our own little sphere of influence, whether it's your family or work. So I just think that's something that you constantly think about. It's like, God, show me the door, crack the door, and then give me the boldness to kick it open and do something.
Sure. And I think, you know, as we see Paul and we're introduced to him here, and he's writing to these friends and this church he founded about 10 years before, and he's still got this tight relationship with them. He finds himself in a unique circumstance. One of the phrases that we had talked about the other day when we were on the phone together is just simply that thought that Paul's like, you know, everything that's happened to me has actually helped me share the good news.
Sure.
How about you? I mean, everything that's happened to you, I mean, how do you filter that thought into your life?
That's a tough one to wrestle with, right? You know, we've personally, you know, wife and I, we've had stuff in our lives, whether it's having kids or stuff with work or things just not happening the way I, Justin Holmes, would want them to happen. But then being okay with it and realizing that this is God's purpose, his perfect plan, and his perfect plan is going to be used for a story, and that story is going to have impact. And where I fall short, I have to trust that God's going to fill that gap. You know, kind of like Paul in jail, he just trusted that God put him in jail, but he still had this intentionality to have impact and write letters and then get people within jail to know Jesus. And I just love it. It's so simple, right? And I think we complicate it a lot of times. And I love the way it was just very, very simple for Paul. So
simple, yeah, simple to, oh, yeah. Well, that's simple, yeah. I mean, simple to read.
Yes.
I mean, but you're reading then the impact of someone's life who's really allowed the work of Jesus to transform him.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden he's writing things and you're like, how in the world can you put that down? And how have you gotten to that place? But I think the great thing is that we're encouraged to follow along. I mean, because Paul in other places is like, hey, follow me
right
as I follow Christ. Right. That's a bold statement.
Yeah.
But there's some things that Jesus has done in his life that's allowed him to make that statement. So as people are tuning into this and just kind of spending a few minutes this in the middle of their week, maybe catching this interview, how would you encourage people to take a fresh look at the life around them? Nobody's got it all good. Sometimes the challenges almost seem like they're outweighing some of what we look for as good. How would you encourage people this week to take life as it comes, but allow life to be filtered through what Jesus is up to, but also filtered through this opportunity that we are carriers of this good news?
Yeah, absolutely. I think just trusting that God is enough. You know, how do you change your lens, and how do I change my lens so I'm more like Jesus and I see through Jesus' lens, and so I'm aware of the opportunity, but then also realizing that there's reasons that we've dealt with what we've dealt with, and those reasons, God fills a gap, and that's part of our story, and that story is going to be used to glorify his kingdom. And so I think as my lens and my faith has matured over time, my prayer constantly is that my lens is more like Jesus and less like this world. And I think the second part is, you know, despite we have prayer requests and we're called to pray and pray with expectations, and God tells us that, but also to celebrate the praises that God has blessed us with too. And I think it's so easy to bypass the praises and continue to be an asker without celebration of the praises. And so, you know, kind of twofold, celebrate the praises, the little victories. And for me, that's God show up in a conversation with my wife. God show up in a conversation with my son. God show up in a conversation with somebody at work. And chances are when I pray that, and if I look back at the end of the day, God somehow done what I've asked him to do. It's just we quickly glance through it and buy it. And then just your story is enough, you know, despite your story, you know, it doesn't have to be a grand story. That's where we have to have the faith that God's going to show up and fill the gaps and do something that God's going to do. So God is so sweet. God is so good.
Good. One of the things we're doing over these weeks is offering people an opportunity to send in questions. And so we want to have a sixth week where we interact some with questions. And so they can send those in at questions at life.com. Center.org. So we're hoping to get some of those, and then we're going to interact a little bit later. But thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you.
And I appreciate you coming in and taking the time, and blessings on you and your family and your kids, and just, you know, the work that you're up to.
Thanks, Jeff.